Parshas Vayetzi begins with the pasuk of Vayetzi Yaakov miBerSheva v'yelech Haranah. Rashi is bothered. Why is it necessary for the pasuk to mention both halves? The fact that Yaakov left BerSheva and entered the city of Haran. And Rashi comments that from here we see the Yetzias Tzadik min Hamakom Oseroshen. The Beis Halevi adds and gives somewhat of a different viewer that a person can leave a particular place for one of two reasons. Sometimes it's necessary to leave because a person can no longer stay where he is. It's necessary to leave the area that he occupies. And sometimes a person is leaving because he specifically desires to be in a different location. Regarding Yaakov, you know, both the Beis Halevi points out were true. The Rivka tells Yaakov that hine Esav echicha misnachem lecha l'hargecha. It's necessary to leave Be'er Sheva, regardless of where you go. It's necessary to leave the city. And that is the meaning of Vayetze Yaakov. Vayelech Haranah was fulfilling that which Yitzchak told Yaakov, you know, and that is Losikat Ishud Venos Kanaan. But rather was necessary to go more specifically to Haran in order to find an appropriate one. And therefore, the Beis Halevi points out that Yaakov Avinu, on the one hand, had to leave Be'er Sheva because of the threat of Esav, but also specifically to go to Haran in order to accommodate that desire and that need that Yitzchak Avinu expressed. The Midrash no doubt tells us that Yaakov Avinu found himself Be'es Tzara. He left Be'er Sheva, he was running away from Esav Harasha, and the Pasuk immediately tells us, Vayifka b'makom v'yolen sham. The Gemara interprets in Brachos and Avavav Mabeis that ain't pigia elatfila. That as a natural consequence, Yaakov Avinu engaged in tfila. This, of course, as you know, is the basis, as the Gemara comments, of tfila's arguments. The fact that Yaakov Avinu engaged in tfila, specifically at this Eis Tzara, is somewhat meaningful in light of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah that mitzvah says that he's followed b'chol yom. There is a mitzvah in HaTorah to daven each and every day. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah A counts this among Taryag Mitzvahs. It's a dual chiddush of the Rambam Shita that number one is that there is a mitzvah of Tefillah, and number two, the duration, the frequency of this mitzvah. The Rambam writes that mitzvah says that he's followed b'chol yom. Apparently, you see, according to the Rambam, A, a mitzvah d'oraisa, but B, a person is obligated to daven minimally once a day, each and every day. This is an example of other mitzvahs as well, where when you have a chiyuv, and the Torah does not tell us how often that mitzvah is to be performed, the Rambam often tells us that that is minimally once a day, each and every day. This is, for example, what Kesav Mishnah writes. Right, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, the Torah tells us one is obligated to put on tefillin. The Torah doesn't tell us how often. True, it is a machlokas in the Gemara regarding Laila. The Rambam paskens at midaraisa that Laila is man tefillin. We know that Shabbos and Yantif is lam's man tefillin, but aside from Shabbos and Yantif, how often is one obligated to put on tefillin? Because the Mishnah writes in Perakei Tokos Yisodei HaTorah that the Torah doesn't tell us exactly the time frame, and therefore minimally it is once a day. Each and every day, a person cannot argue that, you know, I put on tefillin 5 hours a week, and therefore at the beginning of the week I'll put on tefillin now for half the day, and therefore that will carry me through until next week, but minimally. Hamakas niyom. We discussed the Rambam when it comes to the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek, where Pashav Shat, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that this is a mitzvah to say each and every day, not once a year, but the daily obligation in order to remember Amalek. This is a common theme, the theme for another shir, that when you have a mitzvah where there is no zman kotsu that frames the mitzvah, perhaps it means that minimally it must be done each and every day. But this is an exact case that the Rambam writes when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillah. Hula avdol v'chalavadchem sounds very open-ended. The Rambam writes that means that mitzvah say the hispalo v'chalyom. And the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs disagrees and maintains that there is no mitzvah daraisa of tefillah each and every day. After all, the Ramban writes, the Gemara in Brachos Nafkavalev tells us when it comes to Safek Yispalo, Safek Lo Yispalo, so Mikra Hadin Eino Chozem Yispalo. The Gemara treats that as a Safek Drabana. Therefore, the Ramban writes that the Chovas HaTfilah is only a Din Drabana. And the Sifri that the Rambam refers to, Ula Avdo Bokalabachem, Avodah Shebelev is Tfilah. The Ramban writes that this is an asmachta ba'alma. Of course, there's a kiyum d'oraisa in tefillah. Tefillah is a form of avodah shabalei. But to argue as the Rambam does, that ul'avda b'chalavavchem posits a chiyuv of tefillah each and every day, that the Ramban writes is only in aslam. And then the Ramban goes a step further and writes that perhaps there is an exception, and that is be'es tzara. Because the Torah tells us in Parshas Bahaloscha, al hatzar hatzores, then that perhaps when it comes to an es tzara, and the pasuk says v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, perhaps be'es tzara there is a chovas hatfila on a level of daraisa. So the Ramban is willing to admit that even if you don't go as far as the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah to say the Yispala b'fayom, but yet be'es tzara there is a chiyuv daraisa of tefillah. Certainly, midrabanan, as we know, the sugyan brachos and nachavav, there is an obligation of tefillah of shachris, mincha, and marit. Here, the Gemara puts forth right two different shittos: that of Rabbi Yossi bar Hanina, and that is tefillos avos tikkun, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that says that tefillos are keneged tamidim tikkun. And the Gemara goes on to describe the psukim of Avos. When it comes to Avram Avinu, Vayashkem Avram Bavoker, that is a reference to Shachris, Mincha Vayese Yitzhak Vasua Vasadeh, and Arvis is this pasuk of Vayivka Vamakom Vayolish. And the next piece of the Gemara describes the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that know that tefillah is based on Karbanos, the Karban Tamid Shal Shakar, the Karban Tamid Shal Ben Abayim, and then a Varim Upadarim, fats and limbs that were offered in the night as well, that serves as the basis of Tfilas Arvis. That is the sugya in Brachos Naf Chavav. And then when you get to the next daf in Brachos Naf Chav Zayin, the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Tanoim. This was two Amoraim. Then the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Tanoim regarding Tfilas Arvis. Is Tfilas Arvis a Rishus, or is Tfilas Arvis a Chov? So Rabbi Gamliel says that Tfilas Arvis is a Chova, and Rabbi Yeshua maintains, as we assume the halacha, tefillas arvis is rishus. The Gemara never links these issues. Why should one argue that tefillas arvis is only a rishus? The Gemara put forth in Chavav two different makoros for tefillah, and on Chav Zayin, a machlokes tanoim, whether arvis is rishus, whether arvis is a chov. Is there any link between these two issues? So the Gemara doesn't state explicitly at all, but there is a rashi. This Rashi is found in Shabbos and Daftesim and Beis that creates that link. Rashi says that why is it that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus? So Rashi writes, Mipnei she keneged hepter chalavim ve'ibarim. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. In other words, the reason that Marid is Rishus is because of the view of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that Tfilas keneged tminim tiknim. And therefore, there's obviously a marked difference between Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Mariv. When it comes to Shachris and Mincha, there's a Karban Kavu, which is offered, the Karban Tamid, and therefore that is a Chovah. When it comes to Arvis, there's no Karban Kavu of Malayla, a Varim Upadarim. So therefore, a Varim Upadarim, a Me'akin Kaparosa, Rashi writes, and therefore Tfilas Arvis is only Irashus. A very great Kiddush. That the Machlokes Tanai, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua is rooted in the Machlokes that the Gemara records the names of the Amoraim as to what the basis of Tefillah is. The Nitzir points out in Shultos and Shultaches that this cannot be the Shita of the Shultos, of Rabbi Chaigo, because in terms of the Makar of Gimel Tefillos Bayom, Rabbi Chaigo quotes the view of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina that Tefillah is Avos Tikkun, Avos. And yet, the Shultos assumes, we assume the halacha like Rabbi Yeshua, that Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. So on the one hand, Rishus, even within the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, right? It's mistaber in the sense that the Gemara never links these two. The Gemara never writes that this Machlokes Tanoim is predicated on the Machlokes Amoraim. But why, in fact, should that be? If you're dealing with the Chiyuv of Tfilah of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, why should the Tfilah of Yaakov be different than that of Avram or that of Yitzchak? So the Nesif suggests the following Kiddush. When you look in the Gemara in Chulin on that Tzari Aleph Mabez, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara is bothered because the Pasuk says, Vayivka b'makom, that Yaakov Avinu found himself in a given place, and therefore he engaged in tefillah. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara explains that he came up to Paran, when Yaakov Avinu reached the destination of Paran, Amar, Efsha sha'avarti amakom shispala vosai, vani lo hispala alti.
How is it possible that I passed through a place where, right, my forefathers David, and I did not engage in tefillah? And that is why the pasuk says, "Va'ifka b'makom." So the Netziv writes in Shultos that when it comes to the tefillah of Yaakovinu, the Torah mentions the circumstance. Why did Yaakovinu daven? And it tells us because he found himself in a particular circumstance, in a particular place. It wasn't just simply Vayashkem Avram Aboker, not Vayetzi Yitzhak Basoach Basoda, but because of this specific circumstance, that is why Yaakov engaged in tefillah. In other words, it does not seem that this was a tefillah kavua. And therefore, one could argue that tefillah sarvis is rishus, even if it is keneged the avos. One, in fact, could argue as follows, that as we pointed out in the name of the Ramban, that tefillah be'es sarav, that the Ramban writes, the Kuli Alma is a mitzvah daraisa. And undeniably, Yaakov found himself be'es sarav, leaving Beersheba, running away from Esav HaRasha. The fact that he engaged in tefillah, that cannot serve as a makor for the ongoing obligation of tefillas arvis as a chiyu. Here it was clear that he was engaging in tefillah be'ez tzara. How do you know that there is a chiyu of tefillah balayla which is not an ez tzara? That perhaps is the kiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, that tefillas arvis is only a rishus. So again, these are a couple of possibilities, simply, right, in the basis of the machlokes, the fact that we distinguish between shachris and mincha as opposed to that of marit. What exactly do we mean when we comment that tefillah sarvis is considered to be that which is the rishus? Tosfos is bothered in brachos and up above, because there the Gemara discusses the kiddush of tashlumin. And therefore, if a person is toeh, and below yispalel arvis, yispalel shachris shtayim. You have to make up tefillas marid. And Tosfos is very bothered to ask of Ta'a, that what do you mean you have to make it up? Don't we assume that tefillas arvis is only considered to be a rishus? And therefore, if there was no chiyuv to daven, how is there a chiyuv of tashlum? So Tosfos writes the following Yiddish, and that is that rishus does not mean optional. When the Gemara is contrasting two different chiyuvim, one which is more chomer than the other, it will call one a chova and the other rishus, but rishus does not mean take it or leave it. Rishus means that, relatively speaking, it is something which is more common. In other words, the tefillah sarvis is rishus legabe mitzvah acheres, meaning that if a person has to choose between two different mitzvahs, and one of them is tefillah sarvis and there's another mitzvah, you should opt into the other mitzvah, because arvis is only a rishus. There Tosfos adds the following phrase, that tefillah sarvis is rishus, legabe mitzvah acheres, and Tosfos adds two more words, vehi overis. That means that the other mitzvah, not mariv, is a chiyu that is passing, and you won't be able to fulfill that mitzvah at a later time. So therefore, one would not daven mariv in the face of another mitzvah, shehi overis. If you look at Tosfos and Shabbos, and the sugya of Testament days, their Tosfos writes a similar concept, but their Tosfos writes that will postpone arvis, push it aside if necessary, in yeshu mitzvah even she'ena overis, against the Tosfos and Brachos. Tefillas arvis is rishus, and therefore you can opt into another mitzvah, even if there's an opportunity to fulfill that other mitzvah at another time. So Tosfos writes, rishus does not mean take or leave. Rishus just means it's considered to be that which is a mitzvah kavua. And the Rambam pointed out that it's not so unusual. If you look in the sugya and beis, on the above in the beis, there the Mishnah calls mitzvos daraisa a rishus. And Rashi is very bothered. How can you call a chiyuv daraisa as a rishus? So Rashi says the following, that legabayu kar lahanach mitzia rishus. In contrast to other mitzvos that are more chamor, the Mishnah will call others a rishus. Rashi says it's mufurish in the Mishnah, that sometimes something can be a mitzvah daraisa, but in order to demonstrate that it is a mitzvah kala, therefore it calls it a rishus. You know, for example, Gon in Ma'aserav and Oskuf Behei, that achilas matzah is a mitzvah daraisa throughout all the days of Pesach. Well, how can it be? Doesn't the Torah call it a rishus? The answer is it's a rishus legame the Erev Tofla Matzos, the first night that the Gemara calls the Chova, that's an absolute chiyuv. But it doesn't mean that Achilas Matzah Shar Yimei HaChag is Rishus, take it or leave it. But rather it means that it is considered to be, relatively speaking, right, a mitzvah kalim. It's quoted in Maaseh Rav as the following, U'mitzvah l'gabei chova rishus karim. Sometimes, when it comes to two different chiyuvim, you can find that term of rishus. So Tosfos writes that's clear from the sugya of Tashlum. Because why else would you be obligated to make up a tefillah if the tefillah is only rishus? The answer is rishus does not mean option. If you look in the other rishon, they answer this kasha of Tosfos quite differently. And how is it possible to have a chiyuv tashlumin if a person doesn't have to daven in the first place? So what's quoted in the name of Halachos Gedolos is Shavua Aleha Kichol. It's true. Arvis Mikra Hadin is only Rishus, but already Marev has been accepted as Echol. And therefore one is obligated to engage in tashlumin. What exactly do we mean by Shavu Aleha Kechova? Here, from the Lashon HaRishonim, it would sound as though there are three possibilities in Shavu Aleha Kechova. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes the following. That Afal Pikein, that even though Tefila Sarvis, right, is not a Chova, it's not like Tefila Shachar Semincha, the Rambam writes, Nogu Kol Yisrael, all of Knesset Yisrael, right, has regularly taken upon himself the practice of davening, v'kigluha kitfilas chova. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Pashut Shat from the Rambam would appear that shavila kechova does not mean a yachid, but rather it means, right, kfar nohogu kol Yisrael, the Rambam writes, the entire tzibur. Shavila Kechova, according to the Rambam, seems to indicate, right, this uniqueness of Kabbalah Satzibur throughout the generations. Knesset Yisrael, right, has davened Marib as they davened Shachris in it. If you look, however, in Tosfos, Tosfos seems to assume Shavila Kechova as a yachid, not as, right, a tzibur. But the Tosfos in Chagiga, right, in Tesema Beis, the Ramaskal O, has two different possibilities of Shavu Aleha Kechova. One Shavu Aleha Kechova means, Tosfos writes, Shekvar Hispalel Vishar Leilos. Vishar Leilos. Every night I daven Maariv. So if a person forgets to daven Maariv tonight, he has to daven Tashlumin because Shavu Aleha Kechova, he's already taken upon himself generally Vishar Leilos to daven Maariv. And then Tosfos quotes a third possibility, and that is Shavila Kachova means Ba'osalayim. What happens? A person, for example, davens Maariv, and it's Cholom Oed, and he forgets, right, the Yalav Yavo. He has to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Why do you have to repeat? Because tonight you daven Maariv. Good, in principle, is Rishus, but obviously, right? You engage in this practice. You took upon yourself to daven. And therefore you have to be yotzei, the chiyuv tefillah. So therefore Tosfos writes that Shavila Kechova, right, is ba'oso halayim. So two broad possibilities as to whether Shavila Kechova is referring to the yachid or whether it's referring to the tzibur. Within the yachid, two possibilities. Does it mean generally or does it mean, no, specifically, right? Right here and now, a person who is Toa bit Filoso, that he already opted to daven Maariv tonight, and therefore you have to daven Maariv in a fashion that you will be Yotze. This concept of Shavu Aleha Kechova is found in other contexts as well. If you look, for example, in the Magen Avraham, in Simen Tav Pei Tes, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there the Ramban writes that women are exempt from Sfiras HaOmer because that is a classic mitzvah to say Shahazman Grom. And yet the Magen Avraham writes, however, Umihu Kvar Shavua Alayu Chov. But women have already accepted upon himself as a chiyu to count the Omer. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. And similarly, you find the same in the very first of the Shuas Rabbi Kivega, Simon Aleph in the Hashmatos to that Shuva. Rabbi Kivega writes that this is also true of Rov Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grom. Generally speaking, women are exempt from Shofar, women are exempt from Lulav, but women hear Tkiya Shofar, women are no till the Dalit Minim. So Rabbi Kveger writes that also, he blew up alayu ketoru. So the Minchas Chinuch is very bothering. Minchas Chinuch is found in Mitzvah Shin Vav, that's the Mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'om. If the Magen Avraham just simply would have said that even though women are exempt, we know that bottom line is they practice these mitzvahs, okay, who could disagree? But the Magen Avraham uses the term Shavu Alei Ketova. That the Minchas Chinuch writes, he thinks is very good. What do you mean Shavu Alei Ketova? And here the Minchas Chinuch writes an interesting Kiddush. What is the source of Shavu Alei Ketova? Tfilas Arvitz. Arvitz. There the Minchas Chinuch writes you can say Shavu Alei Ketova. But you cannot say Shavu Alei Ketova when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer or when it comes to Shar Mitzvah Sasei Shehas Vangrama. What exactly is the difference? The Minchas Chinuch writes the following interesting Svara. That Shavu Alei Ketova is only the Makom Plut. Meaning, Shavu Alei Ketova means that I can opt in to the Das HaMachmirim. In other words, you have a Machlokis regarding Tfilas Arvitz. Whether Mariv is a Rishus, whether Mariv is a Chov, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel. Technically speaking, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua that Tfilas Arvitz is a Rishus. But you know what? I can be Machriya, I can opt into the Das HaMachmirim. But if there is no Das HaMachmirim, there is no such Shita, what do you mean to say Shavu Alei Ketova? Shavu Alei Ketova means I will accept the other view. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, right, women are exempt from Sfiras HaOmer. When it comes to Sukkah, when it comes to Lulav, women are exempt from those mitzvahs. You want to say that women practice it Eidim and Tzaviyot, so that's fine and good. But the Minchas Chinuch writes the whole concept of Shavu Alei Ketova means that there is a chiyuv. So even if we paskin differently, you can opt into the Das HaMachmirim. This Kiddush of the Minchas Chinuch is found earlier in the Rambam, in the Darkei Moshe, right, in Simen Kuf Peches. Here the Darkei Moshe discusses the Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos. And that's where the Rambam discusses the Machlokes Rishonim, we discussed this earlier, as to whether one must be koveya suda shlishis, shalosh shudis al hapas. The first suda of Shabbos, absolutely yes. The second suda of Shabbos, absolutely yes. What about when it comes to shalosh shudis? Do you have to have pas? Do you not have to have pas? So that, in fact, right, is a machlokes rishon, whether a pas is necessary. And here the Darkei Moshe writes, one could apply the principle of shavu alei ketova. There are two shitas. There are two shitas la'alacha, the Machaber quotes, and Simen Reish Sari Aleph. And therefore, again, you could say, Shavu Alei Ketova, that we or I have taken upon myself, right, to do so, right, to wash for Shalosh Shudis. But the Darkei Moshe writes, you could not use the term Shavu Alei Ketova when it comes to the Haskar of Yalav Yavam on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Chiyuv of Suda on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, even if a person, let's say, would have a minhag of doing so, there certainly would not argue that Shavu Alei Ketova. And therefore, one could argue that because of Shavu Alei Ketova, if a person forgot Ritzei in Shalosh Shudis, he would have to repeat the benching. But if a person forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, he would not have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, because, good, you have taken upon yourself individually to have a suda every Rosh Chodesh, but that is not the concept of Shavu Alei Ketova. That's the Chiddush that the Darkei Moshe writes. That's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, but clearly against the Magen Avraham, against Rabbi Kveger, that writes we can apply the principle of Shavu Alei Ketova even when it comes to women in Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grama. There is even a further case where the Magen Avraham applies Shavu Alei Ketova also to a place where there is a machlokes. If you look in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Simen Tav Kuf Sari Aleph, there you find the Shulchan Aruch discusses the various opinions in Tanaim that exactly how many psukim are necessary for Malchios Zichronos and for Shofros. And here the Magen Avraham comments that even though the Ramah says, if a person simply says, Uvesoraska Kasuv Lemor, your Yotze, But the Magen Avraham already writes, Shavu Aleich Bechovah, in order to recite 10 psukim from Malchin Yosekronos and Shofros. That's the minag of Parnagu Kol Yisrael. That's a further example of like Arbis, where Shavu Aleich Bechovah is B'makom Plukta, a sugya, as to how many psukim are necessary for Malchin Yosekronos and Shofros, where if even Mikar Hadid Mipaskin Lakula, Shavu Aleich Bechovah can mean opting for the Das Hamachmir. However, you do find in the Rishonim the concept of Shavu Aleich Bechovah, right, even when there is no Chiyuv at all, similar to what the Magen Avraham said of Sefira Somer, similar to Rabbi Kiveger about Mitzvah to say Shahazman Grama. If you look, for example, in the Rabiyah is found in Megillah, right, in Simen Tavkuf, Samach Gimel. There, Rabbi Yah writes the following Kiddush that maybe one could argue the same is true when it comes to Al Hanisim, when it comes to Birchas Hamazon. We assume Allah against the Rabbi Yah, that if a person forgets to say Al Hanisim, he's not chosen. Not only on Chanukah, even on Purim, it's written in Kiddush, because Purim, there is a Chiyuv Suda, that's one of the mitzvahs Sayom, is Sudas Purim. We discussed earlier Shiurim, it's not a Sudas Purim similar to Shabbos, similar to Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Oneg, and in such a case, one is not chozer at all for Al Hanisim. But the Rabbi Yom disagrees that if a person forgets Al Hanisim, he is obligated to go in to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. Rabbi Yom writes not only on Purim, but even on Chanukah as well. Shavu Aleich Bechovah, if a person had a Sudas Chanukah, and he sat down to bench and to recite Al Hanisim and he forgot, that's again the Shavu Aleich Bechovah that would require repetition. That's the Kiddush of the Rav Yah. Not because there's a day that it's a view, but rather, right, the Shavu Aleich Bechovah b'Toras Yachid, that like Ba'oso Halayla, if a person is opted into a mitzvah, the mitzvah has to be fulfilled b'Shlemus. And there's an interesting comment that the Meiri has as well. This Meiri is found, right, in the Chibur, which is called Magen Avos, and Simen Chav Aleph. Here, the Miri describes as follows. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, the Flamed Vav, right, an unusual thing. That Rabbi Chanina, Matbil Bey, V'Nafek Bey. That Rabbi Chanina, right, used an Esrog that was Chosin. The Gemara says the following. Rabbi Chanina used to go ahead and take a bite, right, a little bit out of Esrog, right, and go ahead and, right, use it for the purpose of a mitzvah. Interesting Kiddush. It's a very extreme way of showing that there's no psul chasin when it comes to shayam. Rabbi Chanina matol bei the nothing thing. So the Miri is bottom. That's really what he did. Right? That he used that esrog in order to fulfill the mitzvah even on shayamim. Why in the world would not do so? It's not ideal, even if it's kosher, it's not ideal to go and use that which is considered to be chaser. So the Meiri writes as follows, obviously, that we're not talking about the Dalet Minim, the Esrog that Rabbi Chanina used to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. But as we pointed out earlier, no, even though Mida'ag Bein Afik Bein, all you have to do Min HaTorah is to pick up the Dalet Minim and to put it down, and with that Yotzei, no more. Yeah, but there's an enhanced Kiyum be known to Dalet Minim above and beyond the minimal Netila. Ahalel, Inanuim, and Anshe Yerushalayim, the Sugim Sukkadat Amalav, they were known till Kol Hayom. So that's the Chiddush the Miri writes. And obviously, Rabbi Chanina was of the opinion that don't just pick up the Dalet Minim and put it down, but try to be known till the Dalet Minim throughout the duration of the day. And part of that, Rabbi Chanina did with an Esra that was fasting. That's what the Gemara means, Rabbi Chino, Matlo Be'benafik Be, but not that he made the bracha and utilized that for the Iker mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Okay. Then the Mary continues, but isn't that a little bit difficult, Lashon HaGemara? Because the Gemara says, Matlo Be, he dipped it, took a little bit, and then V'nafik Be. Nafik means Yatzava. Yatzava Yidei Chavasa. If you're not using it for Yitzias Yidei Chavasa, why would the Gemara use the term of Nafik Bey? Nafik seems to be that he was Yotzei Yisgiyu. So for that, the Miri writes, Shavu Aleich Bechovah. That even though Meikar Hadin, all that's necessary is to put the Dalet Minim, to pick it up and to put it down, but already, Kfar Nogu Ko Yisrael, right, to be notel dalad minim in an enhanced form. Hallel, Hoshanos, Nanuim, maybe even Kol Hayom. And therefore, the Gemara can use the term nafik beyatzei midei chavasa, even though this is an absolute dvar reshus. And therefore, my pshat and it's not dafuk, since shavu lekakova, that is called nafik. It's an interesting kiddush that the Gemara is just simply in terms of the biur of the Gemara. A fascinating application. This you find in Achronim is the following. The Kli Yeshua raises an interesting ha'ar in Subas Nav Zayin. It's found in the Kuntras Achron, the back of Kli Yeshua, that we have a minhag that when it comes to Birchas Erisin, we're koveya Birchas Erisin, right, al hakos. A minhag. And therefore we begin with the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen. We do the same thing when it comes to Sheva Brachos. What do you mean, Sheva Brachos? There's six Brachos for the Berachos Pasim Bekala. And we also recite the Bracha Bori Pri Hagafen in order to be Koveya, the Berachos Nisun Al Hayayim. But what is the nature of that Bracha Bori Pri Hagafen? So yet the Pnei Yeshua writes, it's a Berachos Hanayim. But that Bracha Bori Pri Hagafen is an inherent part of the Berachos Erisin. It's a minhag to be koveya, the Birchas Erisin, al hayayim. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua is bothered in the Kuntras Ashram. He leaves us as Surah Yom. How is it possible for Masada Kedushin to recite the Bracha Borei Pri Hagafen and not to drink and to give the kos to the Chasid and the Kala? When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, we have a principle of Yotzer Motzi, that I can recite a bracha for you. When it comes to Birchas Hanenin, I cannot do so. That's only by extension. When it comes to say to Hamotzi, the Shabbos Suga, so I can recite the Birchas Hamotzi, and I will be Tawim, and I will pass you the Chal as well. But I cannot recite a Birchas Hanenin exclusively for you. And that's the Tzorachiyun of the Pnei Yeshua, because the minhag apparently was that the Mesabek Kedushinus recites the Birchas Erisin, and without drinking, passes the coast to the Pasam in Kala. If you look in the beginning of Chilek Beis Rafikayam, the Fikayam writes that he saw the practice of Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim used to go ahead and spill like a little bit of wine, right, and to sip from his hand and to give the coast to the Pasam in Kala, that he was doing. And then there was a Shamei Kalona, not a case of a Yatzam Otsi. And Reb Chaim was clear not to go so overtly against the Minhag Olam, to drink in a public way and then to give to the Chasan and Kala, but discreetly, to be toim in Hayayin, right, in order to go ahead and to, right, to accommodate the need for Ti'ima. So if you look carefully, in the Masada Kedushin, you'll see there are different practices, overt drinking or more discreet drinking or not drinking. This is the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. If this is a Birchas Hanenin, and it's only a minute to be Kopeya, the Brach HaLakos, so therefore, how can you apply the principle of Yatzam Otsi? So if you look at the Tshuvas Maharsham, the Tshuvas Maharsham, it's found in Chelek Hei in Simon Ches, he writes that Shavi Olei HaKatova. Of course, Mikra Hadid, there's no such thing. But what do you mean, Kfar Nagol Kol Yisrael? This is a minhag already in the Gaonim, and on, to recite Birchas Eris and Al Hayayim. And therefore, you can apply similarly as the Gemara writes when it comes to Tfilas Arvis of Shavua Alea Kekona. Right? True, there is a marked difference, right, between these cases, right? After all, that here, this is only a pure Dvar Rishus, right? It is not considered to be something that is B'makom Plukta, right? But nonetheless, you can assume a Shavua Alea Kekona. See, this Makokis, whether Shavua Kekona is only when you have two Shitas, or whether it can transform a Dvar Rishus into a Chiyuv, lechora one can understand Shavua Alea Kekova in two different ways. One possibility of Shavua Alea Kekova is almost midine hachra. Midine hachra. What do you mean? How are we machriya? You have a machlokis in the Gemara. Well, how do you pass it? The answer is the following. There's a concept of Kabbalah Satzimur, for Nahagu Ko Yisrael. And therefore, that is machriya, right? But that would only be Mamakom Plukta. If you assume Shavua Alea Kekova is something else, that means, right, almost similar to Neder, it means a Hanagatov, it means a personal Kabbalah, that can even apply to an absolute Dvar Rishus as well. It doesn't have to be that which is B'makom Plukta. And perhaps one could even argue that it's not necessarily a Habba HaTam, But if you assume it's midini hakra, maybe that's why the Rambam requires karnago kol yisrael. If one would argue it's just a hanhaga tova, so to speak, but it's just a personal kabbalah, you understand as Tosus writes in the Chagiga that we're talking about the yachid. Every individual can go ahead and opt in. It doesn't mean in a global fashion that Knesset Yisrael has already adopted this practice, which is l'dorei doras. What exactly does it mean to assume that tefillah service is parishus? The Mainaf Gamin in the following sense. That number one, Tosus already pointed out that even Rishus means not take it or leave it, you have to do so. And point number two is that the Rambam, the Bahag, Tosus, Shavu Lev Behova. So bottom line, is there any difference as to whether Mariv is Rishus or the Mariv is Behova? So what's fascinating is that the Rambam has nafkaminas between Mariv as opposed to Shachar Simincha. Even though the Rambam writes Barno Kol Yisrael, and even though the Rambam writes that now we treat it as a Chova, but nonetheless, that does not mean that it is exactly identical to Shachar Simincha. Where do you see that this is true? So one issue is regarding the Zman HaTvila. The Gemara Brachos Nav Chav Zayin writes that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erim Shabbos. Rav used to daven Marib early on El Shabbos. How was that possible? So Rashi immediately writes on that sugya, Chav Zayin Ad Aleph, Shekibol of Shabbos Vibod Yom, because Rav accepted upon himself Shabbos. There's a Chiv of Tosefes. Rav accepted upon himself Shabbos. That acceptance allows you to daven Mariv. The Gravin says that Rav used to make Kiddush Uli also. Once you accept upon yourself that it's Shabbos, so therefore you can make Kiddush, you can daven Mariv. The difficulty, of course, we discussed this in earlier Shiurim, is the Rambam Shiva. Because the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and even there, the Rambam phrases it in a very unusual way. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of beginning Yom Kippur early is haskel matzum lihisanos mivod yom. You have to begin the fast of Yom Kippur early. The Rambam does not mention anything about Tosefes Malacha. The Rambam only mentions Tosefes Inui. After all, the Pasuk says, V'nisim es nafsho seichem v'sish l'chodesh v'erev. So the Rambam does not have Tosefes Malacha and Yom Kippur, and the Rambam does not mention Tosefes Shabbos at all. What exactly does that mean, that the Rambam doesn't have Tosefes Shabbos? So if you look in the Magid Mishnah, this Magid Mishnah is found in Hilchos Hanukkah, and Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Magid Mishnah writes that according to the Rambam Shita, Lo matzino kabbalos seres. There's no concept of Tosefes. Not just simply that you're not obligated to do so. There's no vehicle of Tosefes. The other Magid Mishnah is discussing what do you do first. Do you light the Ner Chanukah or the Ner Shabbos? So the Magid Mishnah writes that, you know, the starting point should be that when you have two mitzvahs, tadar v'sheino, tadar tadar kodin. And therefore, first Ner Shabbos, followed by Ner Chanukah. Well, if you assume that ayidei Ner Shabbos, you're accepting Shabbos, alachos gedolos, then obviously you can't do that. And therefore our minhag is based on the Bahag that we're going to light Ner Chanukah before Ner Shabbos, because Ner Shabbos is often a Kabbalah Shabbos. And that's what the Magid Mishnah writes. This would not be true according to the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, you don't find a Kabbalah Shabbos Mibod Yom. There's no Tosefes Shabbos. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Tadar v'sheino tadar, first Ner Shabbos followed by Ner Chanukah. Well, if the Rambam doesn't have Tosefes, and it means that you don't even find the vehicle of Tosefes, how does the Rambam explain that Gemara Brachos Nav Chav Zayin that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, that Rav used to go ahead and daven early? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that's no problem, because Tefillah Sarvis Rishus Ein Medaktik in Bizman. That's the Rambam's Siddush. The allowance to daven early is not because of Tosefes. It's because tefillah service is reshus and ain medaktik in bismana. So you see two chiddushim in the Rambam. Chiddush number one is the fact No, Rambam writes, since tefillah service is reshus, therefore you can daven early. Kiddush number two of the Rambam is that this is no geya im bizman hazeh. Because the Rambam said tefillah service was a reshus. But the Rambam said, first shavil lekechova. Apparently, you see, not only it was a reshus, even though shavil lekechova, it still remains a tefillah reshus. That we'll have to see. It remains a tefillah reshus. Where else do you see this in the Rambam? The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tefillah describes Chazaras Hashatz. And the Rambam raises the question, why is it that there's no Chazaras Hashatz when it comes to Tefillah Sarabis? So the Rambam writes it very simply, Lefi She'ein Tefillah Sarabis Chova. When it comes to a Tefillah Schova, there's Chazaras Hashatz, not when it comes to Tefillah Sarabis. Again, not only is this a chiddush that that was true, but it's a chiddush that it is true. Even bizman hazeh, the Rambam says shavil kechova, but the Rambam says still no. The service is considered to be a reshus even bizman hazeh, and therefore you can daven early, and therefore there's no chazaras hashatz. How do you understand that? That on the one hand, tefillah service is a reshus, on the other hand, you have to daven because parnogu ko yisur. This poshur shah, it links to the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes another critical nafkamina, a difference between Maariv as opposed to Shacharis and Mincha. The Rambam refers to the Sugya Brachos and Chabalev. What happens if Hayomed Be'emtza Hatfila? A person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden Nizkar Shekvar Nisfala. Nizkar Shekvar Nisfala. He realized he davened already. What do you do now? So the Rambam writes the following chiddush that posev v'afilu ben zavra. Stop. You have no right to continue. You have no right to continue. The Rambam apparently understands as follows, that you know what? You can daven at tefillas chova. You can daven at tefillas nedava. But it's a different chefte shel tefillah. You can't daven a tefillah shmonesi, which is half chova and half nedava. It's either or. So therefore, in a place where you began a dait to the chova, and all of a sudden nizka shekvar yisfala, you can't switch gears in the middle of that shmonesi. There's no tziruk between the first half and the second half, and therefore the Rambam writes posei gafimu beemtza habracha. That's the chiddush of the Rambam shita. The words are the same. A tefillah schov and a tefillah sedava, but inherently it's a different kiyum of tefillah, and therefore you can't mix and match. Posek apilu beemtzam. That's the first kiddush of the Rambam. Then the Rambam continues and writes, but there is one exception. B'maisa tefillas arvis eino posek. What happens if a person is davening marav? And all of a sudden you realize, I daven marav already, it's earlier minyan. The Rambam writes, no problem, keep on davening. Keep on up. Why exactly is that true? Here the Rambam's chiddush is as follows. What do you mean? You began davening without realizing that you had davened already? Yeah, but tefillah service is only reshus. Tefillah service is not a tefillah schova. So now you can mix and match. That's seamless. Because the whole tefillah service is only a tefillah nedava. So there's nothing wrong with continuing a daita nedava. That's the chiddush of the Rambam shita. So you cannot mix and match a tefillah schov with a tefillah reshus, a tefillah nedava. In Maariv, you're not mixing and matching at all, because even if your mindset was lo hispalel, tefillah service is only reshus. That's the Rambam's finish. So the Ravid writes four words: Ein kan nachas ruach. I'm not pleased with this Rambam. What exactly is this hasaga of the Ravid? So here, the Kesev Mishnah has one suggestion, Reb Chaim has another suggestion. Yeah, there are two possibilities, no? The Rambam stated a halacha and an exception. The halacha of Shachar Siminuch and the exception of Maariv. So the Rambam says, I disagree. I disagree with what? I disagree with the Ikar halacha? Or maybe I disagree with the exception. The Kesev Mishnah assumes that the Rambam disagrees with the exception. In other words, what the Rambam said was true of Shachar Siminuch, Posei gafilu b'emtza habracha, the Ravid maintains, I hold that's true when it comes to tefillas arvis as well. Even in Maariv, stop in midstream. Why is that true? Because the Mishnah writes, because Shavuot Lekachova. What do you mean? Tefillas Arvis for us is a Tefillas Chova. And therefore, when you started davening was a Daita Dechova, you can't shift gears. There's no difference between Mincha as opposed to Merib in that regard. And what about the Rambam? The Rambam also agrees with Shavuot Lekachova, but yet the Rambam writes there's a difference. There's a difference. How do you understand that Machlokas, Rambam and Arvid? Rav Chaim explains as follows. Rav Zevin has a beautiful sefer, Ishi B'Shitos. Right? He discusses about the life of various Gedolei Yisrael, and then he shows their Derech HaLimud, the difference between the Ragin Shavar and Rav Chaim and others. And it's a fascinating work to read through. So when he describes Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim's Derech HaLimud, in terms of two halachos and Gavr and Chepza, so he cites this Rav Chaim as being like the model, right, of Rav Chaim's Derech HaLimud. What exactly does it mean? Shavuot Lekachov. And here Rav Chaim assesses the following. What's the difference between a Tfilas Tova as opposed to a Tfilas Nedav? Is it a Lach in Chepz or is it a Lach in Gavra? Gavra means the following, right? I must or I may. Right, a Tfilas Tova, I must daven. I must daven Shachar Zimin. Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, I may daven, Mari. Is that only the difference? The Torah's Gavra. I must, I may? Or one argues, certainly that's not true. There's an inherent difference, the chefza, between a tefillas tova as opposed to a tefillas nedava. When it comes to a karban, for example, there are different halachos between a karban chove as opposed to a karban which is only nedava. It's not just simply that one you must and one you may. Inherently, the quality of the karban is a different form, right, of karban. Perhaps the same thing is true when it comes to tefillah. The difference between chova in Rishus is in chefza shel tefillah, not just simply in terms of the chova sadam. Rav Chaim suggests that perhaps this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid assumes that the difference between a tefillas chova and a tefillas nedava is the Torah's gavra. I must, I may. And therefore, the Ravid maintains, as Kesem Mishnah would explain, that how can you distinguish? Far Shavila Kachova, I must have an Aryeh because of Shavila Kachova. And therefore, Mariv is like Shachar Simincha. The Rambam understands certainly that's not true. The difference between Chova versus Nedava is Lach and Chetz. Inherently, it's a different quality of Tefillah. So, what does Shavila Kachova accomplish? What does that do? Shavuot Lekachova can create a Chovas HaGavra, but Shavuot Lekachova cannot the Chefza mold the character of the Tefillah. Let's just say, for example, I would make a Neder. Every day I'm going to bring an Olas Nedav. Would you argue that's a Karban Chova? I don't know, you would still say that that is called an Olas Nedav. I have to do so every day? You're right. There's a chovas hagavra to offer a karban nedava each and every day. That's how the Rambam understood Shavuot Kachova, that you have a personal chiyuv to daven a tefillas nedava daily. But inherently, the quality of the tefillah, like a karban nedava, remains the same. That's not altered by your personal kabbalah. The Ravid disagrees and maintains no. That the difference in chova and nedava is lach in gavra, and if shavuot lekachova, there's a chovas hagavra to daven marid as well. And therefore, Reb Chaim explains as follows: you understand the Rambam very well. Good shavuot lekachova, but the chefza it still is not min b'mino with a tefillas chova. And therefore, if a person begins davening marid, and all of a sudden in the middle, right, he realized he davened already, of course he can continue. He began a daita dechova, no, not in terms of chefta sholtim. What is it that doesn't allow the person to transition, right, half chova, half nedava? Because these two tefillos, the character is different, the chefza. That remains even if shavuot lekachova. The Ravid apparently disagrees, maintains, no, that's not true. The difference is in terms of the Chova Sagavra. And therefore, the Kesemishna maintains, the Ravid's opinion is that even when it comes to Arvitz, it's viewed as a Chova, and therefore Posik Apilu Vins. Then Rav Chaim goes a step and writes, wait a second, the Rambam sheet I understand very well, but the Ravid sheet. The difference between Chov and Adav is not the Chetza. The difference simply is in terms of Gavra, I must, I may. But inherently, the Tfilos really are quite the same, no? If that's the case, that the Chetza of the Tfil is identical. And the only difference is in terms of Gavra, that I must or I may. Wait a second. So what's wrong with half and half? What's wrong with the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei being Adai to the Chova, and the second half of Shmoneh Esrei being Adai to the Nedavra? If you're telling me that they're an inherently different quality of Tefillah, I understand. I can't offer a carbon that for the first couple of Avodos I'll treat it as a carbon Chova, and the last Avod I'll treat it as a carbon Nedavra. But if you're arguing that the Tefillah is the same, the words are identical, the only difference is whether I must or I may offer this carbon, or I must or I may daven, what's wrong with having half and half? If you hold as the Rambam Shita Chetz, I understand. But if you argue that inherently the tefillos are identical, the only difference is the Chovas HaGavra, why should the Chovas HaGavra prevent Siruv? That's what Reb Chaim answers. You know what Reb Chaim answers? I disagree with the Kesef Mishnah. When the Ravid writes, Ein kan nachas ruach, the Ravid does not disagree with the exception of Mariv. Rav Chaim suggests when the Ravid writes, Ein kan nachas ruach, the Ravid is disagreeing with the Ikar Hadin. According to the Kesem Mishnah, what is the sheet of the Ravid? Everything is like Shachar Semincha. Posek afilu b'emtza. Rav Chaim explains, no, this is the view of the Ravid, the exact opposite. When the Ravid writes Ein kan nachas ruach, I disagree with the assumption that even in Shacharis in Mincha, the Ravid maintains, you can continue. What the Rambam writes of Mariv, the Ravid maintains, I think is true even when it comes to Shacharis in Mincha as well. That why post it Kapil Ben Sabracha? Continue davening. What's wrong? There's no tziruv? You can't join, right? The first half of, why not? The difference between Chov and Adav is just simply in terms of the Chovas HaGavra, but inherently, the tefillos are identical. So it's seamless. There's nothing wrong with transitioning in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, in a case of Nizkar, Shekvar Hispam. That's the Chiddush of Chaim against the Kesef Mishnah. Rav Chaim thinks that that, in fact, is the Hasaga Sarai. Hasaga Sarai. An interesting Chiddush. We have now, right, the Hasagos HaRaivit, right down the Riv, right? If you look in Brachos, and if you give them an Aleph and Dafi HaRiv, it's Mufurish like a Chaim. If you look in the Hasagos HaRaivit, it's Mufurish. Where do you see that that's true? That's where the Gemara says the following. That what happens in a case, as we mentioned, Nizkar Shekvar Nisfala, right? The person is, let's say, davening Shachris, and all of a sudden he realizes that he davened already. So the Gemara says that posek afilu be'emtza habracha. Posek afilu be'emtza habracha. Stop in the middle. Then the Ravid writes two words. You know what the Ravid writes? Im ratzon. Im ratzon. That's it. No? If you want. When the Gemara said that when you realize you already davened, right, stop. How did the Rambam interpret that to mean? You must stop. You cannot continue. You're going to continue. It's going to be a bracha levatala. Everything you recite now. There's no tziruv. The Rambam says no. That posik afil bem sabracha means you don't have to continue. Imratza. You can stop now. You can stop. Not that you must stop. You can stop. You can stop or you can continue. Pashab Shani see a couple of chidushim in that. Where's the Rambam? Imratza. Kiddush number one is the fun, like Rav Chaim. You have the right to continue. Oh, what right do I have to continue with? I began a day to the chov, I'm continuing a day to the dava. Why should I have the right to continue? The answer is forget about chov and dava. All those distinctions are gavra. I must, I may. But the chetzah shel tefillah is identical. There's nothing wrong with continuing. There's nothing wrong with continuing. That's the chiddush of the Rabbi Shita. You can continue if you'd like. Maybe one could argue if you can continue, you must continue. Because otherwise you have a half a shmonesu that's kind of hanging. No, apparently you see a further chiddush according to the Rabbi Shita. Right, and that is that a half a Shmon Esrei is not called a Bracha Barata. You're not going to be Yotze your mitzvah stvila by davening a half a Shmon Esrei, but half a Shmon Esrei is not considered to be that which is a Bracha Barata. If you look in the Sefer of Yishei Yisrael, it quotes very interesting Rama Kalmas. It's found in Perek Lamed Beis. In footnote, Sani Aleph, that the person is on his way, he's traveling, and he can't find a sitter. And he doesn't know the whole Shmon Esrei by heart. So, what's the story? Now, can he daven the brachos that he knows? Is that considered to be a bracha levatala, davening half of the Shmon Esrei? Interesting issue. It won't be Yotze his Chovas HaTvila, but would you argue that's considered to be, right, the Bracha Levatala, would you not? At Poshim Shat, you see, according to the Skiddush of the Raibid, that, enough, you know, that that in fact is, right, a possibility, right, to be able to daven a Miktas HaTvila. But once you see that Raibid, it's clear. The Raibid is not arguing, as the Kes Mishnah maintains, that you never can continue, even in Arvis. You always have the option of continuing because the transition is seamless. Right? When it comes to a tefillas chov as opposed to tefillas adav, it's a fascinating issue. Shevelet bechova, chevtze and gavra. Poshim Shabbos, this is muchach from those other Rambams as well. We discussed if the Rambam says shevelet bechova, how can the Rambam have nafkaminas? No. Once you say shevelet bechova, how can you argue? Well, in Marv there's no Chazar Sashat, well, in Marv there's no Chazar Sashat, you can daven earlier. But what do you mean, Shavuot Kachova? The answer is, Shavuot Kachova means that there's a personal chiyuv to daven a Tfilas Nedava. But Marv remains a Tfilas Nedava, even if Shavuot Kachova. And therefore, when it comes to Tfilas Nedava, you don't have to be meticulous about the Zman HaTfila. When it comes to Tfilas Nedava, there's no Chazar Sashat. That's not contradicted by Shiva Kachova. That does not convert it into, right, a Tfilah Schova, right, at all. There are many more napkaminas as well, right, but this is just a part of the structure, right, in terms of Tfilah Sarvitz and Rishus, and the fact that Tfilah Sarvitz and Rishus is meaningful even post Shiva Kachova, because it's Poshav Shat Narava. Shiva Kachova means that there's a Chova Sagavra to daven a Tfilah Sadava, but the Chepza, the tefillah, in fact, remains as a tefillah Sunday. Okay. Stop here, Mitzvah Shem Sunday. We'll continue.